This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This BFM Budget 2023 special is brought to you by Ma Singh.
7:50 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana and Xiaoning. Budget 2023 will be tabled later today, and there are strong expectations of it being the most people-friendly budget. While a flurry of goodies will likely be dished out for the B40 group, economists will also be watching for policies to address our growing subsidy bill, which stands at close to 80 billion ringgit, and also potential taxes to broaden Malaysia's revenue base. For some thoughts on these issues, we have on the line with us Firdaus Rosli, Chief Economist at Bank Islam Malaysia. Good morning, Firdaus. Thanks very much for joining us. So what are your key expectations from the budget, and what should be the key priorities of the government looking at the state of economic affairs now?
Hi, good morning, Shaz. I think since the government released the pre-budget statement starting last year, we can get a broad idea about what to expect in the budget. But all in all, I think the idea for this year's budget would be about weathering the storm amid heightened fiscal pressure. So we are looking at a budget allocation which is higher, as an expansionary budget, about maybe 2 to 2.5% higher than what was last year. Fiscal deficit will probably be lower. We are looking at 5.8 to perhaps even 6, but 5.8, it's pretty much what we're looking at. GDP growth target will be about 4 to 5. Inflation will be about 2.1, unemployment rate will be about 3.5, but I think the key priorities here, in our view, many of which will be to address the supply side constraints that will persist and spill over in the coming year. I think the government has said, specifically Tunku Zafrul, has said that they are pretty much worried about the contagion effect on the Malaysian economy, although Southeast Asian region will not suffer as badly as other parts of the world would be in 2023.
Okay, Firdaus, we always look at what the government's going to be spending their money on, but I want to know what in terms of what their revenue base is going to be like. So do you expect any broadening of the tax revenue base, for example?
In the PBS, they did mention something about broadening the tax base, but so I guess it is probable, but in my view, it's very unlikely, perhaps in the next next budget cycle. But from the revenue side, I think the heavy lifting is mostly going to be done through direct tax, by improving fiscal governance, via tax compliance and collection, and perhaps to address also the revenue leakages coming from existing tax system. We don't think there will be any new taxes this time around, which means that Cukai Makmur will unlikely make a return in this coming budget.
Okay. I want to ask about, related to this, is our government's plan with regards to fiscal consolidation. Do you see those plans continuing, despite the fact that you said that the budget is going to be slightly expansionary, though?
Yeah, it will be some, but not much in this coming budget. I expect that the government will give us more clues on this without telling us in detail about it much by introducing the Fiscal Responsibility Act and the medium-term revenue strategy. It will not specifically say that, you know, like how it was done in the past, the GST will come at this date within 17 months or so. So I don't think that will be the case this time around. But I guess the consolidation side will come in from the fuel subsidy bit, because I think all in all, we are looking at debt ceiling to remain at 65% to GDP. So there is some headroom for the government to maneuver, as there will be good growth this year and perhaps to next year as well. So I think the appetite to have a solid plan for fiscal consolidation will not be apparent in this coming budget.
And as you mentioned, the unwinding of the 80 billion ringgit subsidies has been an ongoing discussion, and it looks imminent. In what form and when do you see this happening? How would this alter your expectations for the budget deficit in 2023?
I don't think the government have the appetite to unwind much of our subsidies bill amid a gloomy external outlook and looming G15. But we foresee that global oil prices will remain elevated throughout 2023, which means that the government is still able to lean on oil and gas-related special dividends, for example, as revenue buffers. So having said that, I think it is highly likely that the government will introduce some kind of a targeted subsidy mechanism to address the high subsidies bill. I don't know how they're going to do this, perhaps, and I really hope that it will not be the IC-based petrol subsidy system, because that will be an administrative nightmare. Mm. But I would like to see at least the automatic pricing mechanism, the APM, to return perhaps on a monthly basis rather than weekly. That can be a step towards having a proper consolidation from the expenditure side.
And Firdaus, since we have you on the line, let's talk a little bit about the economy. First off, of course, is the upcoming MPC meeting in early November. Do you think Bank Negara can afford not to raise rates, especially if the Fed follows through with its hawkish tone with a possible terminal rate of 4.6% in 2023?
Yeah, I've been back and forth about this, but I think I'm afraid that we don't have much choice apart from raising the OPR. Perhaps by another 25 basis point in the coming November meeting. If you look at the recent data, real interest rate is still trending negative since April 2021. In fact, it is trending higher since the second quarter of this year amid high inflation. Our growth rates are good, 8.9 in the second quarter, maybe in the double-digit territory in the third quarter, which is quite likely. Private consumption is good. Credit card, cash, mobile transactions are all at the double-digit territory or higher if you look at a year-to-year, a year-on-year basis. So there are signs that, in addition to this, there are signs that the U.S. labor market was starting to cool. But if you look at the job openings, they remain 10 million for 14 straight months. So, again, if you look at the CME Fed Watch, there's a 76% chance of a 75 basis point hike in November. So the Fed, I guess the Fed will just proceed as is. Like you said, 75 is the new 25. Which means that our rate and the yield gap will only get higher in the coming meeting.
And turning to the ringgit, I mean, while one can appreciate that the depreciation of the ringgit is so far largely due to the Fed's actions, what would be your longer-term outlook for the ringgit? What specific reforms would you like to see to put Malaysia's currency on a firmer footing?
Yeah, I think DXY will peak in the coming months, if not the first quarter of next year. So we can expect USD/MYR to perhaps trend sideways thereafter. Apart from ensuring that the real interest rate to return to the positive territory, either through raising the interest rate or, you know, manage the inflation rate through subsidies, price control mechanism, etc. I guess there's not much we can do about doing this. But in terms of reforms, surely we would like to see more on the revenue side reforms, labour, perhaps in the regional inequalities, to at least turbo boost the growth in the coming year. But I guess perhaps that's not the right theme to say right now, because, you know, G15 is looming closer. We do not know whether, in fact, even yesterday we were not sure whether the budget will be tabled today. If you ask me about the long term look at the ringgit, it's really hard to see. But perhaps, you know, we will revisit this topic again when things get sideways.
Okay, and then very quickly, what is your house view in terms of the GDP forecast for this year and maybe even for next year?
We are penciling in 6.5% growth for 2022 and 4.5% next year. For this year, I think the low base effect, the labour market recovery, as well as the private consumption growth and the a good external demand seems to be pointing towards a higher than expected growth rates for this year. Next year, as the low base effect dissipates, we are still bullish about the prospect of the Malaysian economy. But we are looking eastward now because we expect the economic reopening in China would give us some comfort about our growth in 2023.
All right, Firdaus, thanks very much for your comments this morning. That was Firdaus Rosli, Chief Economist at Bank Islam Malaysia, giving us a preview of what he expects to see in Budget 2023. 7:59 in the morning, we're heading into the 8 a.m. News Bulletin. And then after that, on The Breakfast Grill, Philip C. speaks to Sean Kidney, CEO of Climate Bonds Initiative. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
This BFM Budget 2023 special was brought to you by Marsing. Reinvent spaces. Enhance life.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.